Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and Bob and I are back once again to chat with you about training camp. And Bob, today I want to talk about the health management of the team. Of course, training camp is a long process, and injuries are inevitable in football, but how do you expect the Patriots to approach making sure their guys are healthy from day one to the last day of the regular season?
Well, Miranda, we've seen a cautious approach with certain standouts in the past, like Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski, when it came to preseason games. Those guys were on the sideline, though we saw them, of course, get their reps during practices, and in particular in the joint practices, some highly competitive reps. It's going to be very interesting, though, this year, because you've got this long list of integral players on this team coming off injuries, guys who missed time during OTAs and mini camps, including the aforementioned Edelman and Gronk, along with Danny Amendola, Deion Lewis, Sebastian Vollmer, along with Nate Solder on offense, Daron Harmon and Logan Ryan in the secondary on defense. And so it's going to be extremely interesting to me to watch how the Patriots incorporate those guys. Some will come back sooner than others. Some will come back more fully engaged than others, of course. They've got 2 weeks of joint practices. They bear watching. The preseason game's also very interesting because with the quarterback situation, for example, when you talk about skilled players on offense, does Jimmy Garoppolo need reps in games with Julian Edelman and Rob Gronkowski so that he's ready to face the Arizona Cardinals on September 11th?
How important do you think that is for Jimmy Garoppolo to have the guys that he's had reps with, you know, when he was anticipating potentially playing last year, and so he's getting reps with Edelman and Amendola and Rob Gronkowski? How important is it for his confidence and his ability to, you know, find his targets that those big guys and the big names are on the field?
I think based on what we hear so often every year about trust, a quarterback having trust in his receivers, that they're going to be in the right place at the right time, the receivers having trust in their quarterback, even the way a ball comes out of a quarterback's hand is different. I think it's important for those guys to have time together. Now, the Patriots may structure this camp, and again, taking advantage of those joint practices, in a way that they're able to accomplish those aims without putting guys at risk in games. But again, it all bears watching, and I think it's going to be very interesting. Guys are on different schedules, some ahead of others, as we know, but all those guys come into this camp as question marks.
So what do you tell fans who are concerned when they don't see their favorite players out on the field in training camp or preseason? Are you worried? Can you tell them to rest assured that Bill Belichick knows what he's doing?
I think you tell them what Bill Belichick always tells us. He does what he thinks is in the best interest of the team. And one has to think that you want Julian Edelman, Danny Amendola, Rob Gronkowski, all those guys to be on the field late in the season, unlike many of them were a year ago, of course, when the Patriots were hit down the stretch with some significant injuries. You'd rather have them later than sooner if there's a choice. Obviously, in an ideal world, you'd have them both at the beginning, along with the middle, and the end.
Right. Well, of course, so we're anticipating maybe a couple of absences during training camp, but not to worry. All right, Bob, so we'll have to see how it plays out when we get out to the field in just a couple of days. So until then, I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy. We'll see you at camp.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.